Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. We can get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW, WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 82. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow night at 6 p.m. with a public hearing set to precede the regular meeting at 5:50 for opening bids for sale of property, followed by a public hearing at 5:55 for appropriations. Items to be addressed during the regular meeting include a request from Sunrise Sanitation to increase rates, discussion of meter utility rate increase with action possible, discussion and possible action regarding the buyout of a mini excavator for the gas department, and awarding bids for the sale of electric property. Also in routine business, the council will seek bids for water filtration chemicals, discussion of a revolving loan for Mindy's Soap Shop with action possible, and request for street closings for the Fall Fun Fest, First Baptist Church Vacation Bible School, and a car show on Industrial Drive. The Tax Increment Financing Committee of the Fairfield City Council will conduct a committee meeting on Monday, August the 1st at 5:15 p.m. Agenda items include building improvements for Ginger L's at 1400 West Main Street, discussion of McDonald's TIF needs, and to set the date of the next TIF committee meeting. More news right after this break.
Horizon Healthcare Medical Clinic is committed to delivering the best primary health care to all ages. From infant to geriatric, Horizon Healthcare is there for you at every stage of your life, offering care at four convenient locations, Fairfield, Carmi, Grayville, and Disney, so you can enjoy exceptional care close to home. For more information on services or to make an appointment, call 618-842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
And now the rest of the news. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for the person or persons who entered a building owned by Sean Kessel and stole items on July 21st. Items reported as stolen were two large gun safes, a .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle of an unknown model, a Nintendo and Xbox gaming system, a 13-inch color TV, cellular trail camera, and DeWalt Sawzall. Anyone with information about this or any other crime should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Grayville City Council will meet tonight at 7 p.m. in Grayville City Hall. Items on the agenda include Water Filtration Plant Limited Engagement Agreement, Amendment to the Animal Control Ordinance, Park Boat Ramp Lease, and a zoning request by David Smith regarding property on South Court Street. The council will also enter an executive session to discuss appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of employees of the administrative departments, and other collective negotiation matters. A reminder to parents, SCHS will be holding in-person registration tomorrow from 1 until 6 p.m., and Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the school study hall. Online registration forms can be found on the FCHS website. The first day of classes for the 2022-2023 school year will be Monday, August the 15th, with buses running a normal schedule. Meet the Mules is scheduled to be held on Friday, August the 19th. The Community of Christ Blood Drive, sponsored by Shreve's Pumpkin Patch, held on July 20th, collected 64 units of blood. Winners of the $25 Visa gift cards donated by Red Cross were Tom Walters of Fairfield and Margaret Lane of Jeff. Winners of the $25 gift card to Shreve's Pumpkin Patch were Janet Dickey and Paula Phillips of Fairfield. Milestone donors were Emily Snidel, donating 1 gallon, Nicole Schoenborn, Barbara Bozarth, Michael Bozarth, and Lisa Whedon, 3 gallons, Pat Smith, 8 gallons, Charles Trimble, 11 gallons, John Simpson, 13 gallons, Howard Tanner, and Steve Etheridge, 14 gallons. The next drive at the Community of Christ Church will be held on September 21st. Schedule appointments online at redcrossblood.org or call Diane
at 838-9873. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith is reminding taxpayers that the 2022 mobile home tax due date is Friday, July 29th. At this time, 56% of the taxes have been paid. The 2022 extension for mobile home taxes is $20,729.77. Any taxes not paid by 4 p.m. on Friday will have a late fee of $25 added, with an additional $25 added every month the taxes are delinquent. The courthouse is open between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You may mail your payment to the Edwards County Collector, 50 East Main, Suite 11 in Albion. You may also put your payment in the drop box on the northeast corner of the courthouse located in front of the cell tower. Always include a phone number where you can be reached during the day on anything you put in the drop box. The 2021 payable 2022 real estate tax information has not been received in the treasurer's office at this time, but they anticipate the real estate tax bills being mailed out in late August or early September. If you have any questions, contact the treasurer's office at 445-3581. The Edwards County 4-H Rabbit Show was held on Sunday, July 24th at Country Financial Hall with J.C. Morgan judging. In the New Zealand division, Liam McKinney showed best of breed, with Tyler Van Meter showing the best opposite. In Californians, Josie Shelby was named best of breed, Olivia Bear best opposite. In the Mini Rex division, Olivia Bosecker took best of breed, Liam McKinney best opposite. In Lops, Hannah Perry showed the best of breed, Cameron Towbridge best opposite. In the other purebreeds small division, Connor Towbridge was the best of breed, Hannah Bear best opposite. In purebreeds large division, Tyler Van Meter best of breed, Cameron Towbridge best opposite. In the mixed breeds division, Hannah Bear showed the best of breed, with Olivia Bear showing best opposite. The grand champion rabbit was shown by Connor Towbridge. He received a banner donated by Steve Thompson Country Financial. The reserve grand champion rabbit was shown by Tyler Van Meter. In the market class, grand champion market rabbit was awarded to Olivia Bear. She received a banner donated by Herschel Johnson Implement Incorporated. The reserve grand champion market rabbit was also shown by Olivia Bear. Cameron Towbridge was awarded the rabbit showmanship trophy donated by Joe Rector and family. Also held on Sunday was the 4-H Small Pets Show. Norma Sawyer was the judge. Kaylee Sanford was chosen as the Junior Small Pets Champion and received a trophy presented by Collier Coffee House. Taylor Boggle was chosen as the Senior Small Pets Champion and received a trophy from Rigg Family Care Pharmacy. At the Edwards County Fair Pageant on Saturday, Addie Calger, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. David Calger, was crowned Edwards County Fair Queen. The Illinois economy added 18,800 jobs during June as the unemployment rate fell to 4.5%, the lowest it's been since the start of the pandemic. That's down 0.1% from May and down 2 full percentage points from June of 2021. Preliminary numbers released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Illinois Department of Employment Security showed the sectors with the biggest gains during June were leisure and hospitality, professional and business services, construction, and educational and health services. Slight declines were reported in the financial industry and the catch-all category of other services. Prior to the pandemic, Illinois had seen its lowest unemployment rate ever at 3.5% in December of 2019. It climbed to 4.9% in March of 2020, when the World Health Organization declared a pandemic existed. It reached a historic high of 17.4% in April of 2020, after restaurants, bars, theaters, and other non-essential businesses were ordered to close in an effort to contain the spread of the virus. The trend in Illinois mirrors what's happening nationally, although the state continues to lag behind the rest of the country in its recovery. The U.S. unemployment rate stood at 3.6%, unchanged from the month before, but down from its peak of 14.7% in April of 2020. Illinois' unemployment rate also stood higher than all of its surrounding states. Indiana, Missouri, Iowa, and Wisconsin all had jobless rates below 3%, while Kentucky stood at 3.7%. The 4.5% rate recorded in Illinois was the fifth highest in the nation. The Mega Millions jackpot has rolled over again with no winner from Friday's drawing. That means a $790 million jackpot on Tuesday night. If won, it would be the third largest Mega Millions jackpot won and the fourth largest jackpot won in the history of the U.S. The Mega Millions jackpot has drawings every Tuesday and Friday night at 10 p.m. Tickets are $2, and each player can add a Mega Player for an additional $1 for the chance to multiply non-jackpot prizes. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 24.36 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the spill at Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.18 feet with a 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 10.24 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bumpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.41 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 15.22 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 5.41 feet. Today's crude oil price is $87.70, down $1.65 from Friday. The September crude oil price is $94.56, down $1 from Friday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are...
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries, like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
It is currently 79 degrees in Fairfield. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is currently at 32,005 points, up 106 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,808, down 26 points. The current price of crude oil is at $87.70 per barrel, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Eli Grimes.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nail's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Gerald Busey, Wayne May, 80 of Carmi, died on Friday, July 22nd. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. today at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial in Kirkendall Cemetery. Herbert Hervey Allen Fenton, 66 of Fairfield, died on Wednesday, July 20th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. today at the funeral home. Everett Leslie Moore, 75 of McClainsboro, died on Thursday, July 21st. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Dolson Funeral Home in McClainsboro. Visitation will be from 5 until 7 today at Dolson Funeral Home. Interment will follow the service at Concord Cemetery. Military rights will be provided by the Marion, Illinois National Guard Honors Team and the McClainsboro American Legion Post 106. Floetta Joyce Merritt, 85 of Grayville, died Friday, July 22nd. Visitation and funeral are tomorrow at First Baptist Church in Grayville. Visitation is at 10 a.m. The funeral is at noon. Burial will be in Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Parsenia Kathleen Nelson, 99 of Browns, died on July 18th. Graveside services will be held at Antioch Cemetery in Cowling on Wednesday, July 27th at 10 a.m. Robert C. Bob Goodson, 58 of Fairfield, died on Saturday, July 23rd. A graveside Memorial Service will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 27th, in the IOOF Cemetery in North City. Raymond R. Dick Dill, 77 of McLeansboro, died on Tuesday, July 19th. There are no formal services at this time, and a private family burial of ashes will be held at a later date. Peggy Garrison, 57 of Fairfield, died on Wednesday, July 20th. Peggy will be cremated, and a celebration of life will be held at a later date. Thomas Estes, Tom Golson, 79 of Harrisburg, formerly of Broughton, died Wednesday, July 20th. There will be no formal services. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly, as well as a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is showing mostly cloudy skies with a high near 82. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you suffering from hormone imbalance symptoms like fatigue, night sweats, hot flashes, decreased sex drive, and weight gain? Asbury & Associates now offers BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. Nurse practitioner Melissa Kaufman is a BioT certified provider. Melissa will review your lab results and develop a personalized care plan. Here's Melissa to tell you how the procedure works.
BioT is patient-specific pelleting, which contains testosterone or estrogen, and they're placed under the skin and release a continuous stream of hormones. These pellets dissolve and are absorbed into the body. About 6 weeks after women's first pelleting, we check hormones by drawing some labs, and once we find the best dose, labs are kept yearly. Women typically require pelleting every 3 months to maintain optimal results.
BioT is a simple in-office procedure. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment. 618-244-4800.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-283-5948. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-283-5948 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-283-5948 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-283-5948.
Time now to take a look at your WFIW WOKC radio sportscast. A pair of Cardinal All-Stars will not be joining the team during this week's series in Toronto. First baseman Paul Goldschmidt and third baseman Nolan Arenado will both miss the series because they are unvaccinated against COVID-19. Canada requires COVID vaccines for anyone entering the country. Catcher Austin Romine is also unvaccinated, and he will miss the series as well. Meanwhile, starting pitcher Steven Matz was placed on the 15-day injured list yesterday after tearing his left MCL over the weekend. Rookie wide receiver John Metchie III is likely not to play this season. In a statement released by the Houston Texans, the former Alabama receiver revealed that he has been diagnosed with ATL, the most curable form of leukemia. Metchie was selected with the 44th overall pick in the 2022 draft after the Texans traded up in the second round by sending 3 picks to the Cleveland Browns. Big Poppy is the latest legend to experience baseball immortality. David Ortiz has become the fourth Dominican-born player to be enshrined at the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Known for his clutch hits and heroics, Ortiz slugged 541 home runs over his 20-season MLB career and won 3 World Series titles with the Boston Red Sox and a World Series MVP. In MLB action, it was the Reds over the Cardinals 6-3, Yankees shut out the Orioles 6-0, the Blue Jays over the Red Sox 8-4, the Twins put a beat down on the Tigers 9-1, White Sox 6, Guardians 3, Royals 4, Rays 2, The Rangers beat the Athletics 11-8. Astros over the Mariners 8-5. Cubs 4, Phillies 3. Marlins 6, Pirates 5 in 10 innings. The Brewers escaped Colorado with a 10-9 victory. Dodgers 7, Giants 4. Nationals 4, Diamondbacks 3. Mets 8, Padres 5. And the Angels over the Braves 9-1. In PGA action at the 3M Open, Tony Finau won that one with a 17-under. And we had a two-way tie for second. Sung J.M. and Emiliano Grillo both finished with a 14-under. In NASCAR Cup Series, Chase Elliott finished first, Tyler Reddick finished second, and Daniel Suarez finishes third. Here's the schedule for today. In MLB action, it'll be the Rays at the Orioles, Guardians at the Red Sox, Angels at the Royals, Astros at the Athletics, Rangers at the Mariners, Marlins at the Reds, Braves at the Phillies, Pirates at the Cubs, Rockies at the Brewers, Giants at the Diamondbacks, Nationals at the Dodgers, and the Padres are at the Tigers. That is a Monday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounton, and here's your classic hit, WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 67. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Tuesday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 74. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 86. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 69.
Stay informed and entertained. Keep it on WFIW and make us your homepage at WFIWradio.com.